Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. In this week's episode, I wanted to talk about a topic that's close to many people's hearts. Real estate. Is buying a property truly an investment? Or is it more about security and owning something tangible? Let's find out. Our parents have always told us that buying property is a smart investment in our future. But is that still true today? Each generation seems to have a different perspective when it comes to investing. The older generations tend to focus on property, while millennials, on the other hand, are more interested in the stock market. And what about those in their 20s? Well, they are interested in crypto. These are just generalizations, of course, but well, you get my point. So, is buying a property a good investment? Well, it depends. If you are not investing your money at all, then yes, it is probably better to buy a property. Owning a property provides a sense of security and stability. But here is the catch. Putting all your eggs in one basket means you're heavily reliant on a single asset class. And what if the property market takes a downturn? Personally, I once considered buying property, but then I realized that owning property didn't align with my lifestyle just yet. I hadn't decided where I wanted to settle down, and property ownership comes with repair costs and opportunity costs. It is essential to weigh these factors carefully. Actually, the decision to buy property is often more psychological than financial. Owning a home gives us a sense of accomplishment and safety. It is a tangible asset we can see and touch. Also, it might be appealing to design and decorate your place according to your liking. But remember, emotions don't always translate into financial gains. Sometimes we need to step back and assess objectively. When considering buying a property, it's important to account for repair costs, the cost of opportunity, and the potential gains you could make. It is up to you to decide whether or not buying a property is the right choice for you. It is often more of a psychological choice, providing a sense of security and ownership rather than a purely financial one. If you would like to invest in real estate, make sure to diversify and not hold all your assets in just property. Also, think that the house you live in is not an investment. An investment is something that puts money into your pocket, not something that is costing you money to maintain or is generating a cost of opportunity for you. The house you're buying to rent out and generate some positive cash flow can be considered as an investment. In this case, think that sometimes managing multiple properties is not really a passive investment. You might need to actively seek tenants or fix toilets. You can hire an agency to do it, but that will eat up some of your profits. If you would like to invest in real estate passively, here is an alternative. Real estate investment trusts or REITs. These allow you to invest in real estate without directly owning physical properties. By buying REIT shares, you become a part owner of a diversified portfolio of properties. It's like having your cake and eating it too. Real estate exposure without the hassle of maintenance. So whether you're eyeing that charming house or considering REITs, remember that investing is about aligning with your goals and risk tolerance. There's no one-size-fits-all answer. It's your financial journey and every step counts. I hope that my reflections have given you some new ideas. Remember, wealth isn't just about money. It's about fulfillment, growth, and making informed choices. And please note that this is not individual financial advice. I don't know your personal situation, so please speak to your financial advisor regarding your individual financial needs. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to another episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I will speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.